Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, Rosemary, she is a very young woman. She's 23. She's a single mom. She has a son. Mm-hmm. She has her son calling Ed dad.
Daddy. Mm. She wanted that money right now, okay?
I can't. Now, Rosemary, she's a little mysterious too, because anytime Ed tries to like ask questions about her past or bring up anything, suddenly the call ends or the connection gets
the connection gets foggy. She was good at that too. All of a sudden it was like, dur, 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 like, girl, how'd you turn that? You have an app? How'd you turn that on?
Oh, she was real good with it. So he does not trust her and he says he wants her to take an STD test when he arrives in Philippines.
Which, shouldn't she take an STD test for her overall health, Ed?
Just in general.
Not just as you come in.
Y'all lay down together.
Right.
I mean.
Oh, Rose.
Lord. And then another thing that has happened that he needs to talk to Rose about is the fact that Rose's sister reached out to Ed,
swindling him for money,
embezzling her sister's boyfriend for money
on Instagram.
And Ed doesn't know if Rose was involved or like what the whole situation is,
right?
But just a mess. And then on top of all of this, Ed is also hiding the fact, just these people have so many lies,
so many between the two of them. Compounded.
He also has not told Rosemary that he doesn't want any more kids. Like,
Deal breaker
doesn't want any more kids.
Right.
As in, he has a vasectomy appointment scheduled already.
Yes.
He doesn't want no more kids.
Right.
She's 23, so.
Yeah, and she wants, I think she said she wanted two kids by him.
She wants more kids.
Because she wants that guaranteed check. That my girl ain't playing with that money.
She sure not. So, despite all this, he still packs up an engagement ring and heads to the Philippines. His daughter's not talking to him. Like, it's a whole fucking mess.
Chose his girlfriend, who he does not know, over his kid, but okay.
Straight up. Now, when they meet in the airport, Rosemary is clearly shocked by his appearance.
Oh my god, shocked.
Like, what?
This
She's
is
like, trying to put on the good face and trying to be like but also it's like, what the fuck is this, man? Like, what is this?
What is this? And I don't know if you did these this week, but I sure did them. This is where Rosemary got my invite to the cookout literally as soon as we laid eyes on her, okay? Because there's no poker face. And girl, I'm the same way. Ain't
really
no
can't.
Poker faces around here. You can't hide what you look like. That lip turns up, that nose turns up, them eyebrows turn in, okay? she was like,
You can tell she's like trying to be polite and like smile, but it's also like, ew,
like,
what?
What? How long you gonna be here for? What? Oh god.
Oh lord. But she's been talking to him through video, so she knows what he generally looks like.
Looks like.
I guess she's put off by the height and the Just his whole stature and the whole look is a lot to take
in. It is a lot. It's also very unique. Mm-hmm. I have not seen anyone who looks like Ed.
I've never seen anyone like this.
You know?
The closest would be the Penguin Man from Batman Begins. Or Batman. Batman that was.
Oh, God.
Was Danny DeVito played Penguin
Yeah,
guy.
Yes. Yeah. Very Danny DeVito-like vibes.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, okay. Rose. Yeah, it was a great moment.
Yeah, good one. They head to, I think, a hotel at first. They sleep in separate beds.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, she, like, takes him to the market and...
Spending his money.
She got her man out here. She's out here spending money at the market.
Oh.
Telling people to keep the change.
Uh-huh. Snatching that money out that wallet. Oh, you can't do that conversion, but I got it.
Uh-huh.
I know that dollar. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love it.
Hilarious. Yeah.
I love it.
She was not playing.
Yep.
And then now Ed, he has all these secrets, all these demands, all these things. They have dinner. He tells her he needs her to take an STD test.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She obviously did not take that very well.
Right.
Because she's, I mean, the insinuation of that is that you're a dirty, cheating woman.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like that you're going to like infect pristine angel mm-hmm. me. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
If he said, let's take one together. That's that would be something
story.
Else.
He didn't say that, though.
He didn't say that, which he could have, but he didn't want to.
Take one.
Mm-hmm.
So she was not about that life.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
I was pissed and left.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, of course, he comes groveling back. Mm-hmm. And she had me cracking up because she showed up to meet him over an hour late. And then when she sat down, she was like, okay.
And?
No greeting, no hello, no smile. It was just like, so what?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. That was the first of many fights of them getting back together.
So many fights.
They eventually had sex, which was a disgusting thought.
Yeah. No, Rose, but she had to, I guess.
Rose. I mean, she had to seal the deal, I guess.
I guess, because he gave up on that sex STD test real quick.
Real quick. Because he knew what he came for.
Right. Yeah. Damn.
So they have sex, and then the next day he asks her to shave her legs because her legs are too hairy for him.
Can you imagine somebody looking like he do?
Looking like he do have the nerve to give it any
criticisms
on appearance to anything.
Anybody.
Fuck out of here. So they go to Rosemary's like hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So you can meet her dad and family, and he meets the son and all of that. And she lives in the countryside of the Philippines.
Right. Yeah.
She is not living according to American quote unquote middle class standards.
Right. And he was asking those very I want to say nitpicky, but that's not the word. But those questions that are really sarcastic, like, where's the ceiling?
Where's the ceiling? Does you the know? Toilet flush?
Yeah.
Like, all these questions that you know the answer already
You know
to.
The answer. Where's the ceiling? Oh, I forgot it. It's in the back. What the fuck? What the fuck do you mean, where's the fucking ceiling,
Ed? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Which only serves to make her feel bad about herself or feel self-conscious or feel like she's not good enough. Like, none of these questions are serving to make her feel good. So why ask them? And so she's excited to, because this is her life. This is her family. She wants to show him her life, her family. Her dad, she's still only 23 and living at home. And so her dad is very much like, who is this man? Like, I need to see him.
Yeah.
Like what all fathers do, basically.
And it looks like she had all sisters. So it looks like the dad is like, you know, watch my babies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So Ed spends the night, which was a big mistake and a big old mess.
It was a sweaty one.
A big, sweaty, disgusting mess. And he just, I mean, from the way he was acting when he walked into the house, he should have immediately been like, you know what?
I gotta go.
I'm gonna stay at a hotel.
Yeah.
And just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Don't, like, not in an offensive way, but just know that you cannot sustain a night here and you know that about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put her, you, or none of that in that situation. Just go to a hotel and call
That's
it a day.
It. Yeah. Talking about, I shipped the sheets over. My skin's gonna get itchy.
Just like, and so spent the night, it was a hot ass mess, and then the next day decided, I can't do this, I'm gonna go to a hotel. Not after stopping at the pig farm with the dad.
Oh my god, that was everything. With his Nike fly knits on, like slipping and sliding like he was at the ice rink.
Slipping and sliding in the pigsty.
Uh-huh.
Oh god. What was kind of sad just about this whole situation is just seeing Rose, like, getting permission from her dad to go to the hotel, getting approval from her dad. Her dad understanding that Ed is not the ideal-looking person, but he kind of does represent a meal ticket to a potentially better life.
Yeah, for everybody in there.
For everybody, And so it's just sad to see him kind of like begrudgingly allow her to go to the hotel and just like go off on this adventure, love, you know, nest. With this man, knowing that this is not who he would choose for his daughter.
Right.
It's, complex and kind of.
Especially knowing her, I doubt that. I mean, we know her just on TV, but she's like a kind of snarky, sarcastic, very funny young lady who is very sharp and like sparkly and like has a great personality.
Quick-witted.
And for her to get with this man who is a dud, like literally when he is afraid says Rose, like he's literally leaning on her for protection. Her daddy don't want that. But they have to have a better life. And
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.